Welcome back everyone to the XCast. The truth is in here. I'm your host, Tony Black, and we're taking a little bit of a break from the season 11 coverage that we've been doing on a daily basis before we get into doing some feedback about this from you lovely listeners, and also then delving into Plus One, the next episode, to talk today about the new X-Files mobile game, Deep State, which I've been talking a lot about on our social media pages. I've been on the run from the feds with my case file investigating, which hopefully you've enjoyed. And I'm joined today by my old pal and seasoned veteran gamer, Andrew Brooker.
Evening, mate.
You have been great with this because not only have you been playing Deep State all the way through, but you also managed to get the developers on board for a little interview, which we're gonna play in a minute now. So that was a nice piece of work there.
Thank you. No, they were very, very friendly and very up for a bit of a chat. And I have to admit, I was a bit worried that I was going to be, that they weren't. It looked like they'd only carved out about half an hour, and I was like, it usually takes me half an hour just to get started talking about stuff.
Yeah.
But they were very good and very gracious, and we sat, I think, for about an hour in total. I think it turned into about a 45-minute interview.
Yeah,
they were great. Brandon and, oh God, I can't remember her name. Alina, something. Bless her. She was so nice to me as well, because I tried to pronounce her surname and completely butchered it. Like, it was embarrassing how badly I butchered her name. She was so nice about it, bless her.
Well, you butchered her surname. We can't remember her first name, so I'm really sorry when you listen to this.
It's Alina.
We're both crap, Alina. Sorry. Yeah. So, I suppose that's a terrible way to tee up this interview with the...
Actually, it's not, because that's pretty much how the interview went all the way through. I don't know what happened. I sat in front of my computer. I had a list of notes, a list of questions, and the very second I opened my mouth, it all went pop. I don't know how it happened. It just turned into this rambling, nonsensical... It was a shambles. I think it came out all right, but it was... I got to the end and I finished the call and I was like, oh God, what have I done?
I bet you can't wait to listen to this now, guys. No, he's been harsh as ever on himself. It's good. So for all the details about Deep State the game, the creation of it, and what you can look forward to from this mobile game, stay tuned as we speak to the developers of the X-Files Deep State.
So yeah, so I'm joined today by Brandon and Alina from Creative Mobile, games developer in Estonia, I believe, who are currently making...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I knew I'd get at least something right. That's a good start. So you guys are making a story-based X-Files game for mobile. So my first question is, because you've been around since 2010-ish? So
yeah,
you've got quite a storied past with racing games. I've played a couple myself. You know, racing games looks like it's kind of your forte. What made you go towards the X-Files as a game to release on mobile?
Let's see. Well, I think the easiest thing is to say, as a company, we've definitely grown up in the past years from simply a company that focused on racing games to more diversification. We have a number of different projects, and actually active projects right now. We're kind of outnumbering the racing titles.
Do I get to hear about any of them, or they kind of can't tell anybody about those because they're still in dev?
Some I can't say, but we have another great game that's out right now called ZooCraft. It's another sort of casual game where you play as zookeeper and you make your own zoo and upkeep with doing genetic experiments to make animals and all sorts of stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So are you guys X-Files fans?
Oh, definitely.
That's a good answer. There's the answer we all needed. Because you're making this in collaboration, I suppose, with Fox Mobile, I think it is. Fox Next Games, thank you. So you're doing this kind of with the blessing of the X-Files team and the blessing of Fox. Have you got to spend time with the writers on it?
Not with the writers, but we definitely have the blessing from their tops. So all our synopsis and like the whole story has been approved by Chris Carter and his team. And actually, it was Chris Carter who proposed us the title for the game, like X-Files Deep State. It was quite far before it was so popular in the United States.
Well, yeah,
it's probably quite all over the world.
It's quite a hot button conspiracy theory now, isn't it? It's been around a long time, but now it is kind of everywhere.
Yeah, it's like the thing. And we were surprised, like, his ability to foresee some things. So, yeah, it's been a long way.
I'm not surprised at all.
Okay.
No, seen enough episodes of The X-Files to know he knows
something. Yeah, he's been doing that for like 30 years, I know. Yeah, we've been collaborating with those guys a lot. There's never been any misunderstanding between us. We're trying to stay in the official canon, and we're doing pretty good so far, I think. I don't know anything about the upcoming 11 seasons. I watched only the first episode so far. But fingers crossed, it's not going to be a retcon in any sort.
That would be unfortunate timing, wouldn't it, for the new season to come out same time as your game, and it erase your game from the mythology. I don't think it's going to do that. I think you will be fine.
Well, we can always make a time leap.
Yeah, or alternate universe, or some sort of dream sequence, maybe. I don't know.
This is it. It's the X-Files, and it's the world of sci-fi. You can do anything you like with it, really, can't you? Talking about the game itself. Because I have sat and played it, and I enjoyed it for the most part. And the entire season, I sat in quite a short space of time and played through it.
Oh, wow.
So it's very... I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you seem to be wearing your Telltale Games inspiration very much out there and on your sleeve. It's very obvious that someone went, we can do that. It does feel like a Telltale game for all intents and purposes.
If you look at some of the internet comments, a lot of people propose that they should just be making the game instead of us. So I think that's a big honor.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, then the other half said that it should never happen. So
the internet's not a good place for constructive criticism, like, at
that's
all.
That's right. I can honestly tell you that as a team of – so being a writer in the past, also for games, I loved some of the old Telltale games. And I don't think there is something to be ashamed of telling that we've tried to grab the best from those things, the things we loved. We like thought it was gripping because nobody else at the mobile market was doing this. I mean, when we started 2 years ago, it was something very, very new, and only the Telltale games that were ported to mobile actually did this.
Yeah, that's fair enough. No, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. You know, if you're going to take inspiration from a game series, and especially like the episodic style that Telltale is, they're the best guys to do it from. You know, they've made some stellar games, and trying, you know, if you can make a game a quarter as good as their worst story, you're doing all right, and you have surpassed that. You've made a very good game with a very good story. So to
that, can we quote you on that review?
You can, absolutely. I did find myself getting frustrated at the mobile game bits of it, but there are times when I got through and I'm going, well, I've just sat for 6 hours playing this. That's not how you're supposed to play mobile games. So,
oh wow, that's a level of dedication. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get it finished. I wanted to finish as much as I could before we spoke. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I found the story really, really interesting. I wanted to see how it ended. I will be even more honest and say I want more, and I'm gutted that I couldn't continue from where I was.
Okay, I presume my job here is done. I can quit right now.
But this one, I mean, as a story, and you've done this, I assume, on purpose. But as a story, you've hit the X-Files themes very, very well. So you have an underlying story of, you know, conspiracies and things going on in government and all that, and then you get the occasional Monster of the Week style episodes. They're cases, but, you know, back to the Telltale thing, mm-hmm. they are episodes. And it works really, really well. The conspiracy bits come in and out of the Monster of the Week episodes, and the stories are told well, and the writing's very, very good. When it comes to the story and the storytelling of this game, I can't complain one little bit. I thought it was great. Like I say, the only problem I had was microtransaction buttons tended to annoy me after, you know, hour five. But again, when you're playing a game where you have to do a thing and then wait, that's perfect if you're playing it on iPad or on phone. When you're playing it for review purposes, not quite so much. But as a game, I think it's absolutely great.
Great to hear. Thank you.
So I assume there are plans for more, because I at the end of my season one, there was the tease of a season two. Is there more to come after the initial release?
Yeah, definitely. So we have written the season two completely. It's going to be in production right after we're done with the worldwide release. To tell the truth, we picked the episodic system not from Telltale Games, but more like from the TV franchise itself. Yep. We felt like it was something very close to the original, and we liked it a lot, especially the separation for Monster of the Week and the mythology arc. It was like brilliant. So yeah, we have a lot of plans for future development of the games, both story-wise and mechanic-wise. I think it depends on the reception, but right now we have like ideas for 4 season.
Wow.
Definitely. So yeah, let's see how long we can make it.
4 seasons is a big commitment for a mobile game. Well, 4 seasons is a big commitment for any game, but for a mobile game,
it's not a short story. We need to stop the alien invasion. After all, it takes some preparation time.
You have a lot of mythology to bring in as well. So you've got a lot of toys to play with, I suppose, when it comes to the writing. I did want to ask one thing, because the story is separate from the X-Files as a TV show, so it can be its own standalone thing. And it's, if I'm right, this is set between seasons 9 and 10?
That's right.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm not going to spoil anything that happens in this game. That would be an awful thing to do. I am curious, and I know Tony will be curious as well when he plays the game. Their section chief, Bowman, Is he named after the Rob Bowman that works on the X-Files? Or was that just a happy coincidence?
I can neither deny nor confirm.
Fair enough.
Honestly, I don't know.
No, it was something that kind of... I do spend a lot of time when I play games like this looking for little in-jokes, if you like. And I haven't long gone off of recording an episode of the Podwatch for the X-Cast where me and another gentleman were talking about Rob Bowman as a director, because he directed the movie, he directed a few of the best episodes like Bad Blood, and he's a really good director and one of the bigger names that isn't Chris Carter when it comes to directing. And when I saw his name, it just instantly just jumped out at me. I was like, oh, I must remember to ask about that when I get to talk to you guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was the case, because one of our writers are very keen of cinematography. I believe this person knows every second guy in Hollywood, so it won't surprise me if it is.
Sounds like a good guy to have on your writing team.
That's right.
So, obviously, with the you building a game within this mythology, did you want to bring all of the characters in from the X-Files, or did you want to just leave it as a standalone game all on its own, and you can take it as a separate thing?
Oh, it's a very good question. So probably regarding the main characters, it was a challenge because from the very beginning, like starting the production and even pitching this game to Fox Next, we knew that we had a limitation and the player won't be able to play as Mulder and Scully because it has no chance to be in the canon.
Okay.
And we thought about, of course, providing those characters in the game for any kind of like character our player would play. But we immediately faced a problem that they are like super massive stars, and always having a chance.
Likeness rights issues.
No. It's like. Comparing to that, it wasn't an issue. The problem was that the significance of our own character would instantly be so small comparing to Mulder Scully that there's no point to either playing any other character except for them two or to ever put them in the game. So we had to do a long run with the story to actually develop our own agent and to make player believe it's a real character. It has some strength in this agent before actually meeting Mulder and Scully.
Okay, that's fair enough because your characters are quite well. You can edit them and customize them quite a bit, can't you? So they're not just here's a guy, here's a girl, pick one and move on. You can do like I did and spend quite a significant amount of time trying to make you in the game. it never works and you come out looking kind of weird, and it's, if you showed it to somebody, they would never guess it was you. But you know, I tried to be me in the game, so it was me being in the X-Files. I love that, and that's all of my favorite games have a character customization where I've tried to do that, and every time I failed. But it was nice to be able to, because there have been X-Files games in the past. Have you guys played those?
Yes.
They are not good. Like, not slightly. Not, they're quite painfully bad, in fact.
Are you familiar with the term fanon? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So I pretty much believe that in X-Files fanon canon, there are no such thing as X-Files games. Like, I've heard of none so far. I pretty much, actually, personally, I enjoyed the first two quests. They were very elaborate for their time. I mean, the late 90s. It was huge, and they had this voiceover. It was, like, amazing. But after that, X-Files and Zombies, I didn't enjoy that much.
No, that's fair enough. No, they're the kind of games that I think when I played them when they came out, I was happier to be playing an X-Files game because I was such a fan of the TV show than I was actually paying attention to what I was playing. So when I grew up a little bit and played them again and thought, nostalgia's not helping here. This is bad. This is very bad. I'll be honest. I went into playing your game. I was like, oh, please, please don't be like that. Please be good. Please be not that. It was my biggest fear. It was I was going to come onto Skype to talk to you guys and go, yeah, I didn't like that. How am I going to talk to people whose game I didn't like? I can't think of anything more awkward, but thankfully I did. So like the other X-Files games, I couldn't play as me. So you'd play as Mulder and Scully. So playing as me in one of my favourite TV shows, and it is one of my favourite TV shows, so being able to play as me was an immense amount of fun. A great kind of me.
I think the other thing that's important is that since we're kind of dropping in this period of the X-Files universe between 2010 and 2012... those characters are off doing their own thing, so it wouldn't make sense for us to suddenly pull them back in and, you know, break a bunch of timeline things that we know they weren't doing during this time and it gives the player an opportunity to navigate the X-Files universe from their own perspective rather than wearing the costume of Mulder or Scully and sort of driving through their perspective.
Right.
Yeah, I can understand that. Because, of course, if you were going to play as Mulder and Scully in a part of the timeline that we've already seen on the television or in films or whatever, then you start getting fans picking holes in what you've done. It's better to have a separate thing and let the fans enjoy that for what it is, and maybe one or two moan that they didn't get to play as Mulder and Scully. Because, you know, like we said, X-Files fans, they can get quite angry if you mess with their stories. I'm the first one to admit I've done it. Even as recently as the latest episodes, I came out of it quite angry. And off I was to Twitter, blah, 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 absolute rubbish. Blah, blah. I got quite annoyed with it. You know, we've all done it. So better to not ask for that by messing with the Mulder and Scully timeline, I suppose.
Yeah, it would be such a level of, like, such a suspension of disbelief that we couldn't afford that. We knew that most of the fans would be very annoyed with that, so much annoyed that they won't be able to play it anymore.
Well, yeah, that's the other one you don't want to do. You don't want to turn them off halfway through episode one, do you, when you've got five more episodes to go afterwards?
Yeah.
So have you had any reaction from, I assume you have people playtesting this, that aren't in your studio?
Oh, yeah.
How have they reacted to the game?
We have a lot of funny stories to tell. Actually, we both playtested it with our colleagues. It was not probably that fun as with usual people. But then we ordered some video playtests, like in Canada, in USA, also in UK. And it was like it was very funny to watch people play. First, like more than a year ago, we've done the first one and we watched how people react to the first chapter. And we so much enjoyed watching through a very particular moment, which is the basement cutscene.
Yeah, I know the one you
first
mean.
Chapter. And the screams, the horrible screams we heard were like the best reaction ever to the game we've seen so far.
That's really good. So I don't think I screamed. I'll have to ask the wife because she would have been paying more attention to it than me. But I don't think I screamed, but I did. I wouldn't call myself hardened, but I'm quite a horror fan. So I love a good scare. I love a good jump. They're my favourite X-Files episodes of the horror-centric ones. So actually, I quite enjoyed that moment. I, if you do get to Season 2, if you do continue with Season 2, I would like more like that, please, because I love stuff like that. It was brilliant.
There will be some.
Good monsters. A good monster will get you a long way with a lot of people when it comes to the X-Files. But yeah, the monster in that kind of prologue episode, I really, really liked. And that moment, yeah, absolutely. I can imagine some good screams from QA guys that didn't know what they were letting themselves in for.
And another funny story, very in the style of the X-Files. Last summer, we've done some checks. It was very strange and very new thing for us to run a neuro test with some focus groups. It means that you put on an electric helmet that reads your brain waves.
Okay.
And you have like all this alien saliva on over your head. Very disgusting to for the signal to run better. I don't know how people still get concentrated playing something when they're all over this thing. But still, and one woman that was playing and that was actually finishing the first chapter, she start crying. So all of a sudden she just started crying and told us that we are bastards, we cannot do such things with kids, and this
really?
We're totally heartless. Yes. And our psychologist, so we have a psychologist inside our company to consult people, she flew all over to that place that we had testing, like to run some questionnaires with those people afterwards. and she just phoned me and said, like, she's crying and I don't know what to do. Is it a normal reaction? We said, yes, of course.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe, wow. What was
because,
it? What, obviously, without spoiling the game, obviously, for anybody listening, but was there something in particular that gave her that kind of reaction? Because I can't imagine getting a reaction like that out of anything, you know,
She was very empathic because she had a kid herself.
Okay.
So it was like a nightmare for her come true.
Wow.
And yeah, she reacted that way. So it was a very personal story for her suddenly.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious now what your decision was at the end of the prologue chapter.
Oh, I let the dad take the blame.
One of my favorite parts of the game actually is seeing the result screen after each chapter. So you can compare yourself with sort of the average player and you see all the decisions that everybody else made. That's always my favorite part.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. That comes back to the telltale thing I brought up earlier, because obviously it's a very, the game will remember that thing. But no, I really liked it. My only thing was I couldn't, again, because I was playing a dev setup, I wasn't sure if they were actual numbers or if they were just putting in place because I didn't know if it was talking to your servers.
No, probably those ones were random.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, I'd hope so, because apparently me and 0% of people done several things. I thought, well, I can't be the only one. Please, God, don't let me be the only one, because that would make me a really horrible person.
Yeah. It just triggers a notice to our psychologist to get in touch with you.
And... this is what I was worried about. I thought social services is going to be able to take my kid away from me. Oh, God. But no, it's really good. And I would like to think that the people I know that would play this kind of game would continue playing to see how well that, you know, they measured up with other people. And, you know, if maybe they are unique and someone needs to maybe have a word with them in quiet. But that's a mechanic in the game that a lot of people really enjoy. And I think this is why episodic games as a whole have been really successful. Because you can play them in little bites and you get these little things. And they're usually, your game included, these games are a lot cleverer than they look on the outside. You know, from the outside, your game is a story game with some hidden puzzle... hidden object puzzle bits in it. But when there is a story going through it and there's obviously things are going to branch and play out differently dependent on your choices. You know, obviously, I'm telling you, you know, a lot of work goes into that. And a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into that. And when you get to the end and you get the payoff that you do, you know, classically you'd get a good ending or a bad ending or, you know, as is the case with the X-Files almost all of the time, just a nondescript cliffhanger ending.
You know, it's an X-File game, so what did you expect? There's always a second bottom.
Well, this is it. There has to be a cliffhanger. If there's no cliffhanger, it's not quite the X-Files, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the monster is dead, or is he?
Exactly. But I like how you've tapped into a lot of modern... a bit like new X-Files did last year when the new season came in. You've tapped into a lot of modern worries, things like, you know, drone strikes and computer hacking and all that kind of... That's all there. We've had that in episodes of the X-Files in the past, but they've been cheesy at best, really bad.
Especially the computer games.
Yeah.
I was going to say that was my pick for favorite episodes. If you're going to go through the five questions you usually ask.
Oh, I didn't think to. Oh, I didn't think to do the five questions, because
we did our homework. We sat down and prepared all that today.
You know what? It's been because the X-Cast has now been going on for so long. It's rare now for new people to come on. I completely forgot about the five questions of X. I will very quickly see if I can find them. If I can find them somewhere, because I don't...
Meanwhile, I can tell you the story about actually the new horrors. So we started writing the first season before season 10 was out.
Okay.
We had no idea what's going to be there at that time. And we've done a massive research work to like disintegrate the concept of the X-Files itself and to understand what's so gripping about it, why people love it so much. And we based our stories on a more modern fears of the society.
Okay, yeah.
And like the history changed so much with WikiLeaks and like the horrors, the public horrors made themselves to another level. And yeah, they became so scary, so global, universal. And we had a lot to work with, actually working with our own fears of like being watched, being experimented on, the government we never can trust. So there's a lot of work and still a lot of truth to be out there so that you could find it and tell everybody else.
Yeah.
That's, I think from my perspective, the thing about the X-Files is during this 90s, it really captured the zeitgeist of everything that was happening then. I mean, we were just getting onto the internet. UFOs and aliens and all this became part of mainstream culture.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of peak of pre-9/11 world.
Yes.
And then we've sort of seen that the X-Files became more of a documentary than a TV show.
Right.
And, you know, now we live in so many of the things they were talking about now, we're like, yeah, that's actually happening. Or like, hey, they were right on the money with that. Like, so
scarily that's, close as well for a lot of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I said in the beginning, like, especially with Chris Carter is... He's really tapped in, or he's got some very good resources who really know what's coming up. And,
you mean the Ellen hosts?
that guy's got some secrets.
I can't disclose.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Chris Carter's definitely he's definitely got his ear up against a door or two that maybe he shouldn't have. I'm almost almost convinced of that. So then, guys, what would be your favorite episode of The X-Files?
I'll start because I'm going to say the most unpopular answer. It was the episodes written by William Gibson and Tom Maddox, the kill switch in First Person Shooter.
Oh, God, that is an unpopular answer. That's a left field answer for most people,
I'm really trying to put myself out there in left field, you know.
it is one of those answers that some of my favorite episodes are the really daft ones, but they're the really daft ones that just make you roll your eyes and laugh. A First Person Shooter doesn't even get to that level for me. So that is I'll use the word good in a very loose sense, but it's a very good answer.
Alina, maybe you can recover us a bit here.
Get some of your credibility back.
It's a very hard question for me. I love a lot of X-Files episodes. Very much of them are the classic ones. I mean, the classic horror stories, like the one with Tombs that was eating people's liver out.
Tombs is a real favorite for a lot of people, me included.
Yeah, the episode that like recreates the thing, Carpenter's the thing, it was amazing. Surprisingly, I pretty much enjoyed in season 10 the episode with the lizard man or whatever.
Mulder and Scully meet the weremonster.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, it was not a classic X-Files case, but it was so good with the comedy that I couldn't just stand.
No, I think a lot of people agree with you there as well. Again, me included, I adored that episode. I must have watched it 15 times since it aired. I love it. It's It's perfect comedy. It's perfect comedy timing. It's a fun episode. And in reality, it's something that season was kind of lacking, was fun. But it made up for it a lot with that particular episode. So that's a good answer.
Yeah, but actually, I love the first film even more than the TV series, because it's like so... It takes all the best things from TV series and puts it in one place in like an hour and a half, probably.
Yeah, no, that's the movie is actually the thing that got me back into the X-Files, because I was kind of at that age where I was watching X-Files kind of piecemeal, just when it happened to be on telly. But when the movie came out and I went to see it, I was like, oh, this might be something I have to really get into. So, yeah, that was what brought me back and made me a proper fan. So, yeah, the movie's absolutely a legitimate answer, because it was one of mine.
I watched TV series as a kid, and I had, like, I haven't had sleep for a couple of nights after each TV series, TV episode. But I watched and I actually never heard about the first film until I was probably 15. Okay. And when I watched it being a teen, it was like, my head was blown. It was so creepy and awful. And I was very suspicious. Probably that was the time I started to have my paranoia. And it was amazing. Like it was groundbreaking for me at that time.
Wow. That's much better than my story. So we missed a question for the five question effects. So the first actual question was,
yeah,
when did you first discover the X-Files?
Probably I was like 7 years old at the time.
Wow. That's a terrifyingly young age to be watching something like
yeah.
X-Files.
Actually, I remember... Right when the X-Files was coming out, I read the first the book, which also was based on the pilot episode. I read that at the same time as the pilot in the first season was coming out. So, being kind of this 80s 90s child, that was very very odd to begin with. This was totally my milieu, and I really loved watching it every week, and it's kind of funny coming back and being a part of a team now working on an X-Files project. Like, if I had told my younger self that, hey, can you believe what you're going to be doing when you're older, this would blow my mind.
Yeah,
I can relate to that. As we sat down to writing the first pitch, the first concept for the game, it was a feeling that you had a bomb on the table and you had to defuse it. We were so careful and nitpicking with all the time ties to like not come loose and be very attentive about everything. It was a nightmare, but I think it worked out pretty well.
Oh yeah, it really did, and it helps, you know, to have you have to be an actual genuine fan to make a good X-Files game. You know, like we mentioned the old games before, they were churned out for money making because the X-Files was popular. I wouldn't put money on there being a single fan associated with that game at any point. So to have fans making this one is, you know, it shows when you play.
Thank you.
So we've done what was your favorite episode. So what is your favorite season of the X-Files?
Brandon?
Okay, here's where I redeem myself. Season 3. For me, season 3, they really hit their stride. Everything in... There's so many great mythology episodes there. And one of the main visions that I had was... The two-part episode, the Nisei and 731, where he's in the train, and oh man, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But also Hell Money. I still think about that episode now and then. And of course, there's so many classics in that season. It's just that was my answer.
Oh yeah, that is a great answer. And you have got a lot of awesome episodes. pushers in that episode, which is absolutely brilliant. Syzygy, War of the Cacophages. And like you say, Nisei and 731, they're a couple of my favourites. That's spectacular.
And Jose Chung's from Outer Space.
And Jose Chung, absolutely. Yeah. And I think you've redeemed yourself of that one. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
I totally agree. Third and fourth season are my favorite ones because the strong myth arc finally comes into play, and I love it.
Yeah, they did. Like you say, they found their stride. They knew what they wanted to do. Chris Carter he was clearly given a lot more free rein after the first couple of seasons to just do his thing. So yeah, and it showed. It really showed. And three and four are excellent seasons and excellent answers. Nicely done. Nicely redeemed. Very nicely redeemed. So who are your favourite characters, or who's your favourite character in the show?
Alina, you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, but I'm very ashamed of the answer. I find our boss, which is played by Mitch Pileggis, or Pileggis, correct me if I'm wrong.
Pileggis.
So, Walter Skinner is arguably one of the sexiest men alive.
Okay.
Ooh, so Alina is a Pileggi. I did not know this.
Now the secrets are coming out.
I'm a huge fan. He's so wonderful. I mean, I cannot feel any negative emotions when he's like a sassy boss, but I mean, I love him on the screen, and I totally love him being in our game.
Yeah, absolutely. And while I don't think I probably see him in quite the same light, it's a very good choice. Is it Skinner or is it Mitch Pileggi? Is it Skinner that you like, or is it just Mitch Pileggi in general?
Probably Skinner.
That's a good answer.
He's so ambiguous. Like, he's a bad boss and he's a good boss at the same time. Like, in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And like, he's Scully's best friend or worst nightmare. And he's very protective. He's so sensitive, and at the same time, he's like a rock. So, yeah, he's a very interesting man.
Waxing poetic here.
Go on then, Brandon. Can you top that, Brandon?
No, not at all. And mine is definitely not as romantic as that. I my favorite character, I decided to go with Max, actually. He's sort of just on the periphery, but he represents this sort of a bit of innocence and naivete, but also he kind of reflects on the kind of UFO community of the 90s and these people who were like really believers in the culture of the time. Oh. And he reflects a lot on Mulder as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's basically the TV embodiment of all us fans and conspiracy theorists put together.
Yeah, and he's like a lovable character. He only comes in a couple of times. Otherwise, if it was more than one, I would say, of course, the Lone Gunman. They're my boys.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you there. Yeah, no, that's a really good answer. Now, Max is great because you say he's a periphery character, and you're right, but he's such a pivotal character as well for the entire story, for Mulder's entire arc outside of his sister, and so much of it is based on Max and his experiences with Max. Now, it's a damn good answer.
I think we can have this third answer from our team, the total opinion that Krychek is probably the best character of all.
Oh, he's a spectacular bad guy.
He's not so attractive, but I mean...
he's no Mitch Pileggi, is he?
The storyline of his life, if he's a spy or not, if he's Russian or not, if he's an alien or not, if he's dead or alive. I mean, there's so much questions about him, and he's like a Schrodinger's cat. That he's both and neither.
Yeah. Oh no, he's fantastic, and he's played really, really well. So he's always fun to watch. No, he's one of my favourite evil characters from the bad guys. I think he's great. I would kill to see more of him, and I always get excited when one of his episodes appears whenever I'm watching. But yeah, no, great answers all around. So the final question, what is your favourite moment from the X-Files, the entire now 10 and a bit seasons?
I can be first.
Go for it.
I have a number of my favorite moments, and they all are quite alike. It happens each time when Mulder says, "Hey, Scully, I just seen an alien. There's a UFO saucer hovering over our heads," and Scully is looking the other way or fainted away, or she's busy with someone, and like,
busy,
"Hey, Scully, I have
100%
proof. Oh, no, it fly away." Scully, like, what? What did you mean?
Yeah. No, that's spectacular. Yeah, it's one of those great parts of the series in general that you just turn around.
Yeah,
literally, it's pantomime. It's right behind you. No, perfect, great answer. Yeah, I can sit happy with that one. Yeah, that's a very good answer.
For me, I came down to, there's this really interesting, funny scene in season 5, The Unusual Suspects, where Langley is in a dark back room playing Dungeons and Dragons with a bunch of nerds, and they're taking bets. And I remember watching this, and I was like, man, playing Dungeons and Dragons must be so cool. I got to play Dungeons and Dragons. And that like really set off my whole gaming career, I think. So that was my pivotal X-Files moment.
Nice. That's a story worth telling, I think. That's really good. Shout out to
Lord Manhammer.
Yeah. Well, you're getting to a whole new region that I can't talk on at all now. Dungeons and Dragons kind of went straight past me. I've never played once in my life.
I can relate to this.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. I think I'm all out of questions, including the ones that you had to give me.
Okay, well, maybe we can just wrap up with a last. I'll give my last marketing pitch. Give you all the main details.
Absolutely. Let us know when you're coming out, what on, and where.
Okay, so February 6th, we hope that you will join us for the launch. We are going to be doing a lot of great things on that day, but also leading up to it, we're going to be sharing character art, screenshots from the game. We have some really great social media accounts where we're always sharing art from our game on Tumblr. We have case previews coming out on a weekly basis. Our website, xfilesgame.com, we have mini games there and a countdown to launch. So you can find us for most points, just search us as X-Files Game or hashtag Deep State. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest. We're everywhere.
Yeah, quite active on the X-Files Reddit page as well.
Yeah, we've also opened up our own Reddit, so if you want to speak specifically about the game, we don't want to spam the main X-Files Reddit, but we're there as well.
Excellent. So thank you very much, both of you, for joining me. It's been a pleasure chatting to you for the last half hour.
Thank
or so.
You for having us.
Yeah, so, thank you, and hopefully we'll do this again maybe after the launch.
Absolutely, because once it comes out, I'll be installing it myself and playing through it again. I really enjoyed playing through the game, so I can't wait to play it again. And you guys, absolutely keep up the good work.
So yeah, that was the interview that Brooker said was a shambles. You can make your own minds up. I think you're being harsh, mate. I think it was good. I think you got a lot of good information about the game. They were lovely. Brandon and Alina, very, very charming, very gracious with their time. So we thank both of them for coming on and talking about their game. So I suppose the big question really off the back of this is, what did you... You talked, I suppose, a little bit about it in the interview, but what did you think of it then? You've played it all the way through. What are your thoughts?
I've played all of Season 1, and I really like it. The story element of the game, the puzzle element of the game, I really, really, really like it. It feels like I'm playing an X-Files episode or, six episodes. It feels like I'm playing Season 10. You know, it feels like a season. But it's not without its faults. I don't want to rag on it too bad. I really, really enjoyed the story, and I really enjoyed the game. It does have a couple of niggly bits that did wind me up. But apart from that, I really loved it. Felt like the X-Files, as close to the X-Files as you can get without having Mulder and Scully in it. You know, it was a genuinely fun experience for the 16 or so hours I was playing it.
Well, that's good, because I think one of the things that people are going to be a little bit ooh about is not having Mulder and Scully. But I think it's one of those things that, I mean, with anything X-Files, we'd encourage you to give it a try, you know what I mean, and see what you think. And, you know, obviously, you know, that there are certain elements where you don't have to pay, but it encourages you to pay. It's a mobile game. The characters that you love aren't necessarily around, but they're, you know, they're mentioned in the game. So I think it's one of those things that, you know, give it a try and see what you think. Because I think if you, from what we've seen and from what you've played, and I hopefully will get to play it very soon as well, as well as we all will, then I think it's probably worth throwing in and seeing what it's about.
Definitely. I would say download the game. And this is me with my video game loving hat on. Download the game, play the game, and if you enjoyed it, tell them.
Yeah.
Tell the guys that are making it that you enjoyed it. And if you had problems with it, tell them if you had problems with it. Because that's how games are changed for Season 2. You know, game development, it's an ongoing thing. It's not like back when you and me were kids and you'd buy a game and that was it. Now games can be patched. This is on console and on mobile. They can be changed and updated and things can be removed or added. If enough people say, I don't like X, that it will be changed. I would absolutely say to everybody, go and play it, because anybody that's an X-Files fan, I think, will get a kick out of the story. And if there's things you don't like, when you tell the developer, hopefully when Season 2 rolls out, you don't get a Season 2 unless you download this game. There's the long and short of it. So when Season 2 comes out, hopefully the things you said you didn't quite like, if enough people didn't like it, they're gone.
Well, this is it. I mean, I think we're at the point really where we don't want to be too churlish about this, because at the end of the day, how often do we get games? How often do we get X-Files video games? It's seldom. You know, I mean, we haven't had a proper video game of the X-Files for getting on for, well, it's got to be a decade now since Resist or Serve, really.
Yep.
It's about 15 years, it's more like 20 years, isn't it, from the X-Files game. So, you know, we haven't had much. And there are other kinds of games, you know, there's board games and things like that, but... You know, we're not full of this kind of stuff. So any kind of game like this, and especially when the show is, you know, still around, still going, we want to encourage it. We want to keep it going. So yeah, even if you end up not loving it, because you know we don't always love everything, buy it, check it out, see what it is, and then you know, hopefully, if there are any things that need tweaking, they can tweak them. And you know, you never know, you might love it. You might just love it anyway. And hopefully, you will, because it's, you know, there's a lot. I think there's a lot of passion gone into making it. And those guys, as you heard, they're proper X-Files fans. You know, they know this show. You can tell they know this show, and you can tell they've put a lot of love into it.
Oh, yeah, and you can tell that when you play the game as well. You can definitely tell. You can go, these guys, they're not just doing it for a cash-in. They're not just doing it because, oh, this is the next game that got handed to them. They're fans of the material they're working on. They're treating it with respect. They're treating it with care. They love what they're doing, and it does shine through in the story and in the experience. And it's an interactive storytelling experience. Yeah, there's no shooting. There's a little bit of shooting. There's not really any shooting. But you know, that it's not first, but you know, it's not Call of Duty. It's not Assassin's Creed. It's an X-Files story told to you on your iPad. It's exactly what you think it is when you look at a screenshot for it, you go, oh yeah, I know how that's going to play out. You know exactly how it's going to play out. And it is a ton of fun.
That's brilliant. That's great. And I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it. I think it goes on general release everywhere early February, I think they said. So it's not long to wait now. A few more weeks. You know, it's well-timed, obviously, for Season 11, which I'm sure was intentional. But, yeah, you can get your hands on it very soon. And on all platforms, I think, isn't it? Because you've played it on Android. I'll be playing it on iOS.
I played a build on PC. It will not be on PC. I played the test thing that they give to their QA guys. So I played through that for review purposes. But it will be on all mobile platforms, so iOS and Android. Don't ask me about Windows Phone. It's not a real thing.
That's a whole other podcast debate there.
It is. It really is.
Actually, the Deep State's going to be somewhere else as well of interest that you guys might want to check out. The X Fest, which is going to be on in Illinois on the 3rd of March, which we had the guys who were developing the X Fest on recently for a really great interview. But this is the biggest X Files convention in like decades. So it's 25 years of the X Files from this con life, and it's everyone who's everyone is going to be there, basically. Everyone except David and Gillian, I think, are going to be at this event. So, and I think Deep State are going to be there as well, aren't they?
They are. They said they're going to make a bit of an effort to get down there. And well, I say get down there, you say it's in Illinois. These guys are in Estonia, so that's a trek to make. So, yeah, they're going to be there, and I think they're going to be setting up some stuff for fans. Well, everybody's going to be setting up stuff for fans, but they can be setting up stuff for release. And, yeah, I think they're down to make a big deal of Deep State at X-Fest, which will be, if they pull it off, which I think will be something special.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, we're going to be there as well in some capacity, I hope. We're working on it, and... yeah.
Not nipping over there in your Easter holidays, are you, mate?
Oh, do you know what, right? I'm not, that's the problem, right? It's right smack bang in the middle of my working term, right? And I also have a wedding to pay for and all kinds of things. But tell you what, if I could do it, I would be over there in a shot. Sadly, it's not like getting a train to, Nottingham for me or something like that. Yeah, one of our American contingent hopefully will be there, one or two of our American X-Cast crew. So yeah, we'll hopefully hook up with Deep State there. We'll see what's going on, fingers crossed. But yeah, check that out as well if you haven't already. We may well get at least Brandon, if not Brandon and Elena, back on the show at some point to talk about this in a bit more detail and revisit Deep State. So we'll see how we go. But thanks, mate, for doing this. Thank you for doing the interview. Thanks for playing through the game and delving into this new piece of X-Files.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it. I love talking to game developers. They're always really interesting people. And the game was fun. Talking to them was an absolute blast. They are like a couple of the nicest people I've ever spoken to. And they're really interesting. And again, they're so passionate about what they're doing. So it was a pleasure to talk to people that passionate about the X-Files.
That really came through. That really did come through. So that's brilliant. That's great. You'll be back for some Season 11. You're going to be coming on, in a couple of weeks, you're coming on for the episode called Ghoulie in a few weeks. Yeah, I think so. I think it's episode 5 you're coming on for. So yeah, you'll be back. You'll be talking some Season 11 with me, which is exciting. But until then, in fact, I'm gonna cue you up to... shill your podcast, but there is also on that podcast's YouTube page a special video of you and I talking about Deep State while we're watching it, playing it, etc., isn't it?
There is. So I, as a lot of people will know, I co-host a video game based podcast every couple of weeks with one of my favorite people in the world, my good mate John, and we also do occasional videos on YouTube. It's not necessarily reviews, just kind of an extension of the podcast. It's a bit of gameplay while we chat. So while I was playing this game, I was given permission to capture video footage from it, which I did. I captured about 20 minutes worth, and myself and my good buddy Tony have just spent half an hour chatting about the X-Files Deep State over this video. And at the point this podcast is up, if you go and find us, you can't find us on YouTube because I don't have enough subscribers yet. So if you come find us on Twitter @CharacterUnlock, the video will be there for you to click on and go watch.
Brilliant. Yeah, check it out, guys. That's a bit of extra discussion we have about Deep State on that video, and you can see it in action. You know, you can see what you're going to be downloading and everything and playing in a few weeks. So make sure you do that. But yeah, until you're back, Brooker, on the XCast once more. Make sure, guys, you're following us at all the usual places, and we'll be back very soon for season 11's. Feedback, which Carl will be back for some feedback on that as he's doing the mailbag episodes for us, and then I'll be back with Andrew Blaker talking Plus One. So very excited for the new episode. Okay, but until then, thanks for listening, guys, and always remember, trust no one. The XCast and X-Files podcast is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at @X_cast, on Facebook at the XCast and X-Files podcast, or our Facebook group, the XCast Basement and X-Files podcast fan group. And our title song is by Will A, who you can find on Twitter at @IAmWillAye.